Tim Connors. He is the past president of the CMU Faculty Association. Do I have that right, Tim?
Yes, you do, Tony. Good morning.
Well, what's the past president still doing working? You should be taking it easy.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Well, we
sign up for a 3-year gig, a year as president-elect, a year as president, a year as past president.
And so, I know that that helps with the transition of those very important leaders coming in to power.
It does.
All right, well, let's talk about what's happening at Central Michigan University. You have the professors, the teachers there who do not have a contract. Where do we stand as we speak?
Well, that's correct. We've been without a contract since June 30th. That's when the contract expired. We have not had any face-to-face negotiations between our bargaining team and the administration bargaining team since July 14th. However, we held a meeting last night of the Faculty Association membership. 97% voted in favor of a motion that would allow the bargaining team to call for a job action if that was necessary. And we also invited the administration to return to the bargaining table to do some more face-to-face contact. And I'm happy to report that this morning at 10 a.m., those two bargaining teams will indeed get back together.
Well, that's good news.
We hope it will be.
Now,
it's still a long way from an actual contract.
Right.
But at least they'll be in the same room talking to each other.
Well, the girl's not going to go out with you if you don't ask her, right?
That's exactly.
Well, tell me, now the action that you talked about last night, does that mean that the teachers say we'll strike if we have to?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we did last night was we said to the bargaining team, you have our support, 100%. If you believe that we must take a job action of some kind to support you and to get the administration to understand the depth of our feeling, tell us what it is, tell us when it is, and we'll be there.
How many students currently are at CMU, not only on campus but at the satellite campuses?
The main campus has about 20,000 students, and I don't know the number for satellite campuses.
I would say it's probably hundreds. How many teachers are affected?
The Faculty Association, the full-time faculty, tenured and tenure-track faculty, is about 640, and then there's another 400 or so what are called now fixed-term faculty that are in their own union with the American Federation of Teachers.
All right. Steve Smith, the Director of Public Relations for CMU, is coming on the program at 8:36. From your perspective,
sure.
What's holding things up? Why don't you have a new contract?
We don't have a new contract for a number of things. And the economic issues are a minor issue, in our opinion. The things that we're asking in terms of health care and salary increases equal less than 0.5% of the entire operating budget for CMU. We're as concerned with things like changes in who our health care provider would be. The administration is proposing removing some members from the union that have been in it for 40-some years. They want to. They're rolling back, decreasing promotion increases. They want to lengthen the time it takes before you can apply for a promotion. They want to interject themselves into the standards for promotion and tenure that have always been determined by the experts in the field. That is the faculty themselves. So there's a number of things that go well beyond the economic package in terms of salary increases that are of concern to the faculty.
All right. If I had to bet you a cup of coffee, how long would it take to get a deal done? Do you meet your deadline when students are supposed to return to classes in a couple weeks?
I would not take that bet. Either way, magic might happen today. If you believe in magic, I'm not sure that I do. I think we're still some time away from reaching a settlement. Given the hardline stance that the administration has taken, on this. I can't imagine them being able to shift their positions enough to satisfy the faculty. Between now and Monday.
Tim Connors is past president of CMU Faculty Association. Tim, we will stay in touch. Thanks so much for your time.
Great. Thank you, Tony.